Okay, we are up to Perek Aleph, Chapter 1 of Maseches Yoma, Mishnah Zion. So now we are on the night of Yom Kippur, so Bikish Lehisnam Neim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol was about to doze off, he was about to sleep, fall asleep. Pirchei Kohuna Makin Lefanav Be'etzbat Sarada. So the young one of the Kohuna, they would snap their index fingers, sort of like, you know, like before him to wake him up. And they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Mr. Kohen Gadol, sir, Amod V'hafig Achas Al Haretzpah. They would say, stand on your bare feet, and cool your feet off, cool yourself off for a while on the cold marble floor, and this will keep you awake. And as the night would go on, they would keep him occupied. What do? They would actually sing to him until the time for the shechita of the tamid would arrive, and that was at dawn. Right, and then the daytime service could begin, so they would keep him busy like that until that point. Now, we know that really the first thing that would happen in the Beis HaMikdash every single day was that there was the Trumas Adesh and the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach. So it says the Mishnah Chet over here, B'chol Yom, and every single day of the year, Tormin Es HaMizbeach B'Kriyas HaGever. So every single day, the Kohanim would separate, they would do the Trumas Adesh, and they would take away the ash from the altar when the rooster would crow. Oh, samachlo, or they would do it close to it, being the fun of being the achrav. Maybe it was a little bit before it. Maybe they would do it a little bit after it. But biyom hakipur mechatzos on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would do the Trumas Adesh, removal of the ashes from chatzos, from midnight, right, the middle of the night, and onward. That's when it was allowed to be done. Varagalim meashmura harishona, and on any of the three pilgrimage festivals on Pesach, Sukkot, or Shavuos, they would do it from after the first watch had passed. So there were three watches, so it was after the first third of the night had passed, that's when they would be able to do the Trumas Adesh from then and on. Essentially the Mishnah now wants to give a reason why, and they say, the Mishnah says, by the time that the rooster would give his crow on the regalim, at that point, the temple courtyard was already filled with the Jews who wanted to bring their korbanos right away after the tamid was brought. So therefore, they couldn't wait until this point to separate the ashes. It wouldn't have been possible. There was too much else going on. So that brings us to the end of Perek Alv, of the first Perek of Yoma. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Beis, the second Perek of Yoma. But for now, we will stop right here.